Dynasty Radio, 1382.
Ah, Uncle Jaseneb, life, liberty, prosperity, yet another decree stolen from you and me. The ancestors of the Nile Valley left us other messages too, like, let food be your medicine, and let your medicine be food.
Why is food and drugs under the same administration? They putting drugs in the food to keep money accumulating now. They like to call it additives and preservatives, slowly killing everybody that purchases it. Can you pronounce what's on the back of the label? Then that shit we need to keep off our dinner table now. The food is what's fueling these diseases, paying rich doctors all these medical fees, but they never cure you, they just keep you in need, cut you open for surgery and let your pockets bleed. See, we got away from what we used to eat. We forgot we were kidnapped and forced to eat meat. We ate from the earth, so we communicated with it. We cut the conversation, now check the situation. See, blacks the leaders in heart disease, cancer. We give them money like pills is the answer. Damn, I'd be wrong if I didn't pass the info. Hormones in the food got you thinking like a nympho. Wonder why all these young girls so thick, like a baseball player. Steroids is it. They got it in the vegetables, the fruit, the meat, and all the fast food they be selling in the street. It's a war going on, and our diet must reflect it. We all got the power, we just gotta direct it. Neglect it, never refer to the metal nature that them hoteps, the father of medicine.
Greetings, family. Thanks for joining us again for another edition of Food for Medicine. I am one half of your host, Kenya Jones, and I'm going to go ahead and introduce the other half of Food for Medicine, which is my sister, Dr. TV Adiro. Are you there, my sister?
Yep, I'm here. Peace, everyone.
Peace. Glad to be back. I was MIA last week, but as you guys know, I'm pretty sure my sister, Phoebe, held it down like she always does.
Oh, yeah.
I know it was another dynamic show, Ashe. Well, for those of you who are not familiar with me, I am Kenya Jones, also a Kenya Menstruate. You can find me on Facebook if you want to link up with me. And you can just, well, for those of you, like I said, who aren't familiar with me, Food for Medicine has been around for a while now. We'll be going on our third year, this upcoming May 2016, and I am an herbalist and nutritionist, and I want to find ways to find use food as medicine or natural, as many natural ways as possible to heal the body. And my sister, Dr. TV Adiro, can you let them know who you are?
Sure. So welcome to all of you who are new to the Dynasty family, and welcome back, those of you who have been with us. My name is Dr. Afidi Adiro. I'm a naturopathic physician. I use holistic therapies that complement the body, that generate self-healing power. And my passion is using food, nutrition, and herbs as medicine to the body, which is why me and KJ have brought this show to you to bring you information once again. So get ready, y'all. We got another one.
Hello.
Okay, so I am going to go ahead and get into the premise of the show. If my sister is not there, I don't know if she got cut off. KJ, are you there? So maybe she got cut off. Blog Talk trips, you guys. I just want to let you know. Blog Talk, you have some technical things we can't work on sometimes.
Yes, you always. I just dropped off. I'm like, wait, what's going on? I didn't hear you speaking anymore.
I was going to keep it moving. Yeah. I was going to hold it down for you.
I already know. But yes, so I'm pretty sure sis introduced herself to you, and I just want to go ahead and introduce today's topic. Now, for those of you who know me, no, I love what my sister's about to talk about today. So I am so hyped up because she's about to go in. She has not actually did a show. She touched on it on other shows, but today she's going to talk primarily on the benefits and healing the body with coconut. Man,
coconut.
This is, man, I love coconut. So, And she's going to show you various ways to do that. Now, sis, I always ask you, what prompted you or inspired the topic of the show. And, you know, I normally ask you that so you can go ahead and let us know what it is. I mean, hopefully it was me because I love coconut. But, but yeah, I mean, today I'm ready for today's show. And like I said, what prompted you to do this particular or specific topic?
Yes. So like always, I'm inspired by either what people ask me, you know, just in passing, or patients ask me, or just things in my own life that I felt like I wanted to share. And I, like you, love coconut.
Yes.
I can confidently say that I eat coconut pretty much every single day. You know,
wow,
I'm all about variety. I'm all about, you know, making our meals every day have a variety of different foods, which I do get a variety of fruits and vegetables, nuts, seeds. But coconut is something that's a constant. I don't want to say every single day, but I wouldn't be lying if I did go ahead and say that, because it's just so nutritious. It's so it goes well with everything, savory, sweet,
it does.
You know, smoothie, you know, salad. Coconut has so many different preparations, so many different uses. So I feel like it's one of those foods that we can incorporate every day for optimal nutrition. And that's what I really wanted to do this show, because I want to really do a whole show, because coconut has so many vast healing properties.
It does.
You know, we could do
it
a whole
does.
Show.
And
do
it's so
shows.
Many. Right. And
yeah.
I was going to also say it's the water, it's the milk, it's the meat,
yeah,
it's the
meat,
you know, oil.
Yeah,
so many different
even
things.
Even the shell in some countries.
Yeah.
Use the whole thing, the tree, the roots.
Yeah.
Not even get to the leaves. And
you
can
know,
use the whole,
I
the whole plant.
Mm-hmm. And I was going to say, when you just said the shell, I didn't know that a lot of times, that for those of you who are familiar with activated charcoal, I was doing some research and found out that a lot of the activated charcoal is the shells of the coconut. That they
roast.
And I was like, for those of you who are not familiar with activated charcoal, you need to make sure you have that in your home for emergency purposes, for help clean your teeth. It's off the chain, and that's a part of the coconut.
Yes.
But I've got to go ahead and give the premise for those of you, because the premise of Food for Medicine.
The
intention for those of you who don't know. The premise of Food for Medicine is to enlighten African people on how to use food, not just as an alternative to medicine, but to also use it as it was intended by our ancestors. This show is designed to teach you how to eat to live instead of living to eat. Ashe.
Ashe.
Yes, yes. So I'm going to go ahead and let you do your thing, since I'm ready. And I always say, make sure you grab your pen and your pad to take notes. You know, some things might come to your mind, some things she might say that she needs to write down. Jot them down, and then always refer back to the archive. So I'm going to go ahead and let you do your thing, since I'm ready.
All right. I get things. And also, for those of you who don't know, this is a live show. So if you ever want to call in, you can ask us questions. You can leave commentary. You can add to the discussion. You can call this number, 646-716-7572, and just press the number 1 if you want to raise your hand to ask a question or make a comment, and then we'll bring your mic up. But if not, you can also use this number to call in and just listen. Don't press anything. So with no further ado, I'm going to get right into this topic of using coconut for overall health and wellness in the body, okay? So, yes, like my sister said and I were talking about, you can use the entire coconut for everything. What we're going to talk about today are the different ways that coconut affects the body and why it's such a useful ingredient in our kitchens that we can use for everything. It's really one of those few foods that are kind of like a medicine cabinet, and that has an effect on the body that addresses different body systems, not just one. It's not just good for the liver, not just good for the spleen, the digestive system. It works multiple systems. So this is really a very phenomenal fruit that we're going to talk about today. So just to get us started, coconut has traditionally, In traditional, especially tropical medical systems, coconut has been used as a traditional medicine, herbal even, for almost every kind of disease. Even if it's not used alone, it's used in combination with many different other herbal preparations for things like abscesses. I've seen it used in asthma. I've seen it used in hair treatments for baldness and dandruff, colds, constipation, fever, flu, scabies. I've seen it help sore throats, toothaches, tumors, stomach ulcers, you know, all different types of ailments that you could think of. And only recently that laboratory studies in this country and other researchers have been, you know, been made to verify its, you know, its properties effectively, have we been able to see more of this, of the coconut products coming into play. And I say that because coconut, along with some other fruits and vegetables, used to be demonized, you know, because of their fat content and because of a lot of misinformation that people had about what they actually do for the body. But now, more recently, you know, in the more, I want to say like maybe, like after like maybe the early 90s, mid 90s, even early 2000s, people are embracing coconut more, and you're starting to see coconut being incorporated into diets more freely and not with so much skepticism as it used to be. So let's talk about some of the health benefits of coconut and then break down why coconut is so effective for these different things. So the first thing I have on my list is that coconut is extremely healing to the digestive system. It really aids and supports the digestive system in functioning properly. The big reason for that is because there is, in coconut oil, it consists of these types of fatty acids called medium-chain triglycerides. MCTs is what they're called for short. And a lot of times when you find coconut oil supplements, sometimes they'll just be called MCTs or medium-chain triglycerides. And these medium-chain triglycerides are a type of fat that is utilized very quickly in the body, very efficiently by the cells of the digestive tract especially. The medium-chain triglycerides are a superior energy source for our intestinal cells. So because of that, they help with improving the function of those digestive system cells and carrying out the different functions of things like nutrient assimilation and waste elimination. So that is the big reason why coconut is very useful for people who have digestive problems. Coconut has also been found to be very useful in the healing of digestive disorders. So because it's so nourishing to the digestive system, if you already have a pre-existing digestive condition such as like Crohn's, IBS, you know, irritable bowel, coconut oil, it has been used in therapeutic programs and therapeutic diets, for example, to help with healing up the gut in those kind of cases. One of the things also that coconut, the oil especially, but just eating coconut in general, helps with when it comes to digestion is the assimilation of those nutrients. So so when you eat coconut oil, the absorption of nutrients, including vitamins, minerals, and amino acids, are increased. So you're going to absorb them much more readily. So this helps with also things like malnutrition, anemia, different types of blood deficiency conditions, which sometimes people can't get to the bottom of. They're not understanding why they have this, you know, chronic anemia, chronic blood deficiency problems, chronic mineral deficiencies and such. So a lot of times it's because the gut is not able to absorb those things from the food that we're eating. But adding something like coconut oil to the diet is going to help you better to assimilate. So in this case, let's say you maybe aren't consuming the whole coconut. In this case, coconut oil might be a better choice, especially if you have problems digesting, more fibrous foods, which coconut is a more fibrous food. But if you want to get just the medium-chain triglycerides to get that gut-healing action, then coconut oil would be a great addition to your diet. You can add it to smoothies. You can put it in your salads. You can use it if you cook your vegetables, then you can use it in cooking which is even a better idea than using like olive oil or some other type of vegetable oil, because coconut oil actually has a higher smoke point. It's not going to go rancid when heat is applied to it as readily as, say, like olive oil. No one should be cooking with olive oil. I'm so sorry. To burst your bubble. I used to do it. I used to do it way back in the day, you know, when I didn't know, when I was first, especially when I was first becoming vegan. I used to cook with olive oil, and I'm not saying it's going to kill you that day or even years from now, but olive oil is more sensitive to heat, and when you use it for frying, for baking, you know, sautéing and things like that, it does break down that oil, and it turns it into what are those, what we call those dreaded trans fats, and we don't want any trans fats because that's going to add to that saturated, unbeneficial fat content in our body that leads to inflammation and, you know, oxidation of our cells and aging. So when we want to use oils that are, when we use oils that are better resistant to heat, like coconut oil, we can avoid those kind of things. But just know anytime you're heating an oil, you are going to break down some of those beneficial compounds. I'm not saying that coconut oil is going to be completely devoid of it if you cook with it, but just know anytime you cook something, you're denaturing something. So I just thought I'd let you know that. That was a little side note. Speaking of inflammation, the anti-inflammatory properties of coconut oil, because of the presence of antioxidants and vitamins such as vitamin E, there is, let's see, vitamin E, and there's also carotenoids in coconut, also some of the essential fatty acids that are in coconut. All of these things are antioxidant, and they help also with improving gut health, especially for those inflammatory conditions of the bowel. So, again, coconut oil, absolutely beneficial as a part of the diet for these type of conditions and just for overall digestive wellness. You don't have to have a bowel condition, like a bowel ailment, to consume and enjoy coconut oil. Also, the caprylic acid and the lauric acid in coconut oil is also very effective in expelling parasites. So if you are somebody who is experiencing or you believe to be experiencing a parasitic infection, such as tapeworms, any kind of roundworm, pinworms, any kind of parasitic pathogen in your digestive system, you can use coconut oil as an adjunctive therapy to a beneficial diet for expelling parasites. And it's been very effective. You can also use coconut oil topically for topical eradication of things like fungi and yeast and things of that nature. Also things like candida, yeast in the digestive system are also helped by creaming coconut oil because of that caprylic and that lauric acid that is in there. So definitely beneficial to the digestive system. Coconut oil is wonderful, is a wonderful addition to a holistic parasite or anti-yeast type of regimen. Now, the next thing I want to talk about with the coconut oil is that it is, or not just coconut oil, but the whole coconut. It has antibacterial, antiviral, and antifungal properties. So again, the coconut oil contains fatty acids, the caprylic acid, the capric acid, lauric acid. All of these are known to possess antifungal, antibacterial, and antiviral properties. What's more is that coconut helps strengthen the immune system. So not only is it antimicrobial, but it also boosts and supports the immune system in doing its function. And how it does that is by converting those fatty acids, like the lauric acid, for example, into what is called monolaurin. So people probably see monolaurin as supplements, especially if you go to naturopathic doctors and you're getting things to help with, like, candida or with yeast overgrowth in the bowel. This monolaurin limits the activities of viruses and unbeneficial bacteria in the gut. And all of these things, you know, can lead to all of those kinds of things in the gut lead to diseases like the flu and people being more susceptible to, like, herpes, cold sores, measles, even viral infections like hepatitis C, you know, all those kinds of flare-ups or the susceptibility for people to get those. For example, I have a good experience with that because when I was in school, I used to work at an HIV-AIDS clinic, and we used to always give these are very immune system compromised patients this coconut oil monolaurin. And it really helped with those symptoms of those, or not the symptoms, it helped with reducing the risk of people getting these opportunistic infections, and it was very effective. So, you know, even if you're not dealing with something as severe as, you know, human immunodeficiency virus, then you need to also make sure that you still need to make sure your immune system is supported. So even something like the flu, if you're a person who gets the flu every year, same season, or if you're somebody that suffers from allergies or suffers from getting colds every cold season, you know, you're somebody that is one of those people who can't seem to shake a cough or, you know, a sinus infection, coconut oil is for you because it will assist in the immune system, just kicking that viral or that bacterial infection out of the body. It will help to. The reason that you're getting sick over and over again is because your immune system is not supporting you because for whatever reason it's compromised. So you still need to give it some support. Coconut oil will help you do that. Coconut also fights bacteria such as Listeria monocytogenes, H. pylori, and other bacteria that cause diseases like throat infections, like if you're somebody who gets recurrent sore throat, or you can't seem to just kick your sore throat, gum disease, ulcers, urinary tract infections, pneumonia, even gonorrhea. You know, there's studies out there that show coconut oil being helpful in some of those infections as well. Not saying that coconut oil is the only thing you should use, but it's something that can be used in conjunction with other therapies, especially if you're being cared for by a practitioner already. With the gum disease, I know that a lot of people are getting more hip to the oil pulling modality, and that's a very useful technique to use that you can use at home anytime. Oil pulling, for those of you who don't know, is when you take a couple tablespoons of oil. A lot of people use olive oil. I've seen people use sunflower oil, whatever, but you can use coconut oil also. And you just swish it around in your mouth for, I don't know how many minutes people are doing it. I've seen people go up to as much as like 10 minutes swishing this oil around in their mouth. And what the mechanism is behind it is that it pulls toxins out of the mouth and then really is helping to detoxify the whole body. Some people say it does that. I don't know if it's so much detoxifying the whole body, but I do know that it's really helping clean the mouth, the oral cavity, the throat cavity. It's helping with the lymphatic drainage in that area. It's helping with killing off bacteria. And because you're using coconut oil, and we've already discussed the antimicrobial properties of coconut oil, just think that if you swish, if you have a gum disease, if you have some kind of a oral infection, a sore, any kind of thing in your mouth, and you're doing this oil swishing with coconut oil, that can absolutely help with any symptoms of inflammation, any kind of burning, soreness, inability to heal. You know, it can help with reducing the amount of those unbeneficial bacteria that are in the mouth that lead to bad breath, halitosis, that lead to periodontal disease and things of that nature. So coconut oil is a great oil to do oil pulling with and any kind of oral swishing. I think it's something that you could do before you go to bed and in the morning when you wake up, so especially if you're dealing with any of those kind of oral conditions. And it makes your teeth nice and white because a lot of times people get the staining, the discoloration of the teeth, and that a lot of that can be because of staining from, you know, plaque. And the bacteria that cause the plaque buildup and things like the yellowing of the teeth and things like that. So definitely get up on coconut oil for the oil pulling for the mouth. Coconut oil is also used in the treatment of I think I already mentioned that. Yeah. So coconut oil, because I'm talking about the immune system, I was going to mention again about the candida fungi and yeast infection in the gut or even topically. I did mention it in the digestive system, but not as much topically. So for those of people who are dealing with like ringworm, athlete's foot, I talked about the mouth, but thrush also. Even things like a nasty diaper rash or any other type of fungal or yeast cause type of skin or topical or skin rash. So a lot of these can be helped by using coconut oil topically. I've seen, I've had patients where we've used just coconut oil on things like ringworm, and it's really helped with the itching as well as getting rid of the rash. Athlete's foot, I've seen people use coconut oil on their feet as well as consuming the coconut, you know, the meat, the water, you know, everything, you know, for a period of time in order to make sure you're getting that antimicrobial action inside and out. So you can use coconut oil topically as well, so don't forget about that. A lot of people, we put it in products for, you know, topical application like creams and butters and things. So it's definitely good to use in combination with other things as well. I want to talk about using coconut as an energy booster. A lot of people maybe don't know, but coconut oil, or not coconut oil, but the whole coconut is a excellent energy booster. For those of you who are athletes, those of you who are very active, or even people who are struggling with their energy, people who find themselves needing to drink, you know, multiple cups of coffee, they need a constant, like, a diet soda, or they need, like, a Dr. Pepper, or they need, you know, people that need all of these kind of stimulants in order to get them through the day. You know, coconut is for you. Coconut water has been shown to have a fabulous nutritional profile. It's a great source of energy because, remember, I told you those medium-chain triglycerides are going to be utilized readily by the body. And when the cells have access to energy like that, you're going to have energy like that. And you're going to feel the effects. You're going to feel that boost. And you're going to feel that improvement in your energy, your endurance, and whether you're an athlete or not. And also, the reason that especially the coconut water, but the whole coconut, but the coconut water especially, the reason why this is a superior energy enhancer is because of the wide array of electrolytes that are in the coconut water. Many studies have shown, especially in sports medicine research, that coconut water significantly improves performance and recovery in athletes. And the reason for that is because of the presence of electrolytes. The reason that you get tired, the reason that you get fatigued, you get dizzy, you get nauseous, is because you are sweating. And when you sweat during, like, intense physical activity, you are losing those electrolytes. And it throws off your fluid balance, and it throws off your muscle contraction, all of the above. So you get cramps, you get muscle soreness, you get fatigue. And then if you're really depleted, that's when you really feel the slowness in recovery. And, you know, again, that's an electrolyte problem. Coconut water has been shown to really help with that. So, you know, and then, of course, you have the healthy fats in the form of the medium-chain triglycerides, which, again, if you're an athlete, is going to be a quick source of energy that the body can use. And if you're not an athlete, it doesn't matter. It's going to give you that pick-me-up. In addition to all of that, that wasn't good enough. Coconut is very nourishing to the endocrine system. So your endocrine system includes things like your thyroid, your pancreas, all of your glands that secrete things like hormones, like stress response hormones and neurotransmitters that, you know, go to your brain and everything. All of these things that help your body to function and to move with whatever activity it is that you need to do and be alert and be, you know, ready and able to do it. So think about fight or flight. You know, if you're active and you're trying to, like, run a race, or if you're trying, even if you're trying to drive your car to work, you need energy. You need to be alert. You need to be focused. You need to have, you know, your mind has to be in the zone to do those things. So the endocrine system is what secretes all those necessary hormones and neurotransmitters in order to do that. Coconut is very nourishing to the system. And then also with that, coconut is also nourishing to the cardiovascular system and the nervous system, all of which together are systems that the body needs in order to produce quality energy that is needed to produce enough energy for you to do what you need to do for the day. So this is why coconut is way more superior than, like, a Gatorade or any of these crazy, like, energy shots and coffee, you know, which are very stimulating, that are usually full of sugar and other things that are not beneficial to the body, that kind of just give you a false, kind of like a fake energy that will soon have you crashing in the middle of the day And you don't want that, because then that makes you make poor food choices later in the day because you have cravings, because, you know, your body is just wanting more sugar. It's like crack. And, you know, that leads to more health problems, weight gain, just trashing the endocrine system. So let's make a better decision. And if you're looking for a boost, don't grab coffee or a crazy energy drink full of sugar and chemicals. Just grab a coconut. Or bring your coconut with you to work. Have it or have it before you go to work. Just try to make sure you have some kind of either coconut water or coconut, you know, yogurt, you know, put it in your smoothie for the day, whatever, because it will really help with your energy. I've even had patients put coconut oil in their tea. I had never done that, but they taught me something. They were like, yeah, you know, I'm trying to not drink coffee, but I know the coconut oil really helps, and I just need to have it on the go. So I put it in my tea. I make my tea, and I put in like about 2 or however many tablespoons of coconut oil, and it really helps. And it adds a nice flavor to my tea. And I was like, oh, this, I like that. So that's just another way for you to do it. I personally like to put coconut in my smoothies. I like to put the coconut meat in my smoothies, and I'll take that with me to class or, you know, to work, whatever it is that, wherever it is I'm going that I want to take it on the go. And it helps make your smoothies nice and creamy. It gives it a nice base. You know, you can make your own coconut milk by using the dried coconut. So I always like to keep dried coconut on hand as well so that I can make things like coconut milk, or I can add coconut to smoothies, or add it to things that I'm like dehydrating, if I'm making like a bar or like a dessert or something like that. It's just good to have on hand. But I'm going to talk about different varieties of coconut preparations that you can use in a minute. The next thing I want to talk about coconut being beneficial for is skin and hair. So coconut is widely used to promote healthy growth of hair. The presence of the different fatty acids in the coconut oil and the vitamins like vitamin E are very beneficial to the healing, maintenance, and regeneration of epidermal and dermal tissues. And for those of you who may not be familiar with epidermal is just a fancy word that means the skin cells. So the cells of the skin are epithelial cells. So, and then the top layer of your skin is called the epidermis. So that's basically what it is. And many traditional doctors have used coconut oil to treat things like scalp conditions, baldness, like I mentioned, dandruff, head lice. Coconut oil is used as a hair conditioner as well to nourish damaged hair. I've seen people do hot oil treatments with coconut oil to where you're just kind of letting it sit there and then rinsing it off. It helps with sealing in moisture. It helps with helping with if you have like a very your hair is prone to kind of like frizz, and you know, you don't want, I know some people want to have like that kind of defined curl. They don't want their hair to be, I guess, frizzy. I don't know, but that helps with that. A lot of times when people have that, what they call frizzy, that is because the hair shaft is open. That means that either they have a lot of split ends, or because the hair is dry and it's kind of a frayed, like the actual strand of the hair is frayed. So frizzy is not the same as, you know, kinky, coily. You know, if you don't want your hair to be kinky or coily, I don't know. I can't help you with that unless you get a perm, and I don't recommend that. But when we're talking about, like, you know, that dry, brittle type of texture to the hair, that's because the cuticle is either damaged or it's open and it's not smoothed down. Coconut oil is one of those types of oils that is complementary to the hair, and when we put it on our hair, it helps with sealing that up, and it helps with sealing in moisture. So think about sealing in the cuticle, seals in moisture, and coconut oil on the hair can help with that. So you can add it to, you know, any kind of natural hair product that you're making for yourself. I know people use it to make their own conditioners. They use it to make their own leave-in conditioner, as well as washing out or like wash-out conditioners. And I've seen people really heal their hair with coconut oil. It just adds a lot more just moisture and body and And it just gives the hair some more life that it didn't have before when it was damaged. And a lot of it has to do with that vitamin E. The vitamin E oil, which is in all kinds of fruits and vegetables, not just coconut, but the vitamin E, which is abundant in coconut oil, really helps with, it's an antioxidant. So, again, you're also detoxifying your hair when you put coconut oil in there. And it just really helps with making the hair a lot more healthy. Coconut oil is also antimicrobial, like I mentioned, and that in combination with its emollient action of keeping moisture in has been used as a topical treatment for things like healing wounds, burns, and scrapes on the skin. So coconut is the oil of the coconut is a great addition to homemade skin creams, using it for like body butters, for dry skin, chapped skin, because, again, it has that vitamin E oil that's going to be nourishing and antioxidant to the skin, and then it's going to help to lock in moisture and keep it from escaping the top layers of the skin. But this is going to make it soft and supple and flexible. The antioxidant and anti-inflammatory properties of coconut oil, again, if used topically on the skin, helps to reduce symptoms in conditions like psoriasis, eczema, dermatitis, you know, and again, those emollient properties are going to help with softening those conditions can usually have like some really nasty scarring, scabbing, kind of a lichen. We call it lichenification of the skin. And for those of you who don't know what the lichenification is, that's just when the skin becomes really rough, almost like an elephant skin. Lichen is like it's like a root word that stands for like those kind of pachyderm animals, like an elephant. So when you see lichenification on the skin, that means that the skin is having that type of texture like an elephant, like a pachyderm. And for those of you who have had severe eczema or who have it, you know that you can get those type of lesions on the skin. Coconut oil helps with nourishing the skin in those areas so that it can soften up and so that new skin can grow back in that area. But you have to be consistent, use it, and then also use that in combination with a helpful diet and lifestyle, you know, not eating a bunch of dairy, sugar, and things like that that are going to flare up your skin issues, right? So so definitely take that into consideration. And then coconut oil is also very useful as a protectant against environmental factors that can damage the skin, such as, you know, some of the UV rays that are inappropriate, you know, that have become very intense because of some of the chemicals that are in our air now, some of the chemicals that are in our atmosphere, you know, it makes it where these UV rays are having an inappropriate, their intensity is now not complementary to, you know, our bodies being in the sun as long as we were used to. And especially our diets and things are going to cause us to have problems with being out in the sun like we used to as well. And I say that because, you know, our ancestors used to be able to be out in the sun. Not saying that we can't, but they didn't really have issues with, like, the skin cancer and all of the things that are affecting us, you know, that are affecting our skin because of sun exposure. And even though we have melanin protection, you have to make sure you take care of that melanin in order for it to serve you the way it should. There are black people getting skin cancer, you know. There are black people getting, you know, melanomas and different things like that. And the reason is it's happening more often, it's definitely rare, but it's happening more often. And a lot of it has to do with the diet and the way that we take care of our bodies. But consuming foods that are antioxidant, that have a lot of those fat-soluble antioxidant vitamins, like vitamin E, beta carotenoids, you know, from eating some of those orange and yellow fruits and vegetables. And then also eating and putting on our skin things like coconut and coconut oil, because they have those protective phytochemicals in them that allow our skin to be better able to handle the sun, you know. So nature gives us things that we need to consume to protect us, and that in turn allows us to be in nature and be protected. So, you know, just make sure that you're incorporating those things. So if you're somebody that maybe is prone to burning, especially if you're, you know, lighter skinned or something like that, coconut oil consumption or coconut consumption period, as well as using coconut in products that you make for your skin can help with that. The vitamin E is protective. There's a lot of the fat-soluble antioxidants, like I said, are protective topically to your skin. So definitely use that to protect your skin from the damage of the sun. Because there are black people out there getting sunburned. I know some of y'all know. Some people have never gotten sunburned before. But I know that there are definitely those of us out there that have felt the wrath of being overexposed to the sun. So protect your skin. Protect that melanin. The next thing I want to talk about is coconut and the cardiovascular system, or coconut and preventing cardiovascular disease. And I get asked this question a lot by people who are being wary, who are still kind of coming off of that misinformation of coconut being this heart-hurting food, right? And this misconception about coconut oil in particular has been propagated since like the 80s, I'll say, that since this fruit is high in fat, that it can cause heart disease. On the contrary, you know, this myth has been busted some years ago in recent research done, you know, and it shows many research. You can like pretty much Google and look up research on coconut oil and heart health, or coconut oil in the cardiovascular system. And it'll show you that foods like coconut have been shown to, foods like coconut that have been shown to have saturated fat, because coconut oil does have saturated fat in it, you know, but the type of fat in coconut is unique. It is a unique fat molecule known as, what did I say before, medium-chain triglycerides. And these medium-chain triglycerides, they actually prevent heart disease. The fat in coconut actually increases your HDL levels, and HDL is that good cholesterol that you want. And then it also, at the same time, decreases the LDL cholesterol, which is deemed the bad cholesterol. And in the blood, you know, you want, when you get your blood work done, you want to see those ratios in that kind of way. You want to see the HDL actually being higher and the LDL being lower. And so when you eat foods like coconut oil, especially if you eliminate other oils and fats, especially like animal fats and proteins, you know, when you start consuming more of these a healthy fat like coconut oil or just coconut in general, you'll see these results in your blood work. And you'll see this improvement in the ratio of HDL to LDL, which is actually the basis for how you can determine heart disease risk if those levels are out of balance. If you have more LDL cholesterol than HDL, a lot of times that can be a determining factor that, okay, this person is at risk for arteriosclerosis, heart disease, things of that nature. Now, what's more is that the presence of this particular this particular phytochemical called p-cumaric acid, p-cumaric, and if, you know, that sounds familiar, it should. It sounds kind of like the drug coumarin, which is a blood thinner, and is in fact one of those phytochemicals that the drug companies actually copied to make their product. So they actually made a synthetic version of this cumaric acid that is in, not just in coconut, but it's in other vegetables as well, and fruits, mostly in other fruits. But what this p-cumaric acid does in the coconut oil, it prevents the formation of arterial plaques. Isn't that fabulous? It prevents the formation of these plaques by preventing the stickiness of the blood platelets. So you have these platelets in the blood that are ready to, you know, to act if we get like a cut or a scrape or, you know, like something happens. And you need your platelets. But what you don't need is for them to be sticking together all the time. And that happens when we have a lot of inflammation in our body, when our bodies are very acidic because of the consumption of like a lot of refined sugars and starches and animal proteins and animal fats. things of that nature create this stickiness in our blood, and it causes our platelets to stick together. And when we have high blood pressure, for example, that pressure actually damages our arteries. When we get these little cracks in our arteries because that blood is ramming up against those arteries, going around the corners of arteries and, like, cracking them, making little splits, well, your body has to repair that. You know, think of it like a pipe over time or like a hose over time. You know, if that water going through there every day or every month, whatever, if it's going through there, it's going to cause a little cracks, little breaks in the integrity of that hose or that pipe. The same thing goes for your arteries. So when your body notices these little cracks in your arteries because of high blood pressure over years and years, it tries to repair them, and it uses these platelets to help heal it. But if it keeps, if the condition doesn't change, eventually those platelets are going to pack up, pack, and pile up, and eventually it's going to cause an obstruction. It's going to create narrowing of the arteries, and this is what we know as narrowing and then hardening of the arteries, and this is what we call the arteriosclerosis. So and then the plaques, of course, those platelets that are sticking together. So harden of the arteries plus plaques in the arteries because of the stickiness of the platelets, that all leads to, you know, an unhealthy cardiovascular system. But this pea coumarin, this pea coumaric acid in coconut oil helps with alleviating that. The pea coumaric acid also has been shown to be effective in actually lowering blood pressure. So not only is it making the blood healthier by getting rid of that inflammation and the stickiness of the platelets in the blood, but it's also helping to reduce blood pressure. So as you can see, it helps to reduce the damage and the risk of damage done to the arteries, thus preventing the development of heart disease in general. So coconut oil is definitely, absolutely not your enemy when it comes to cardiovascular health. Don't let anybody tell you that. Our ancestors have been eating coconut for years, for generations upon generations, and we never really had problems with heart disease until we started eating a standard American diet or a Western diet, you know, so not just American, because you have African people in other countries in Africa who are eating like the French or who are eating like the Portuguese or who are eating like, you know, all these other Western countries that have all these breads and butters and, you know, trans fats and saturated fats from, you know, animals and things like that. So we're getting a lot of these diets that include foods that are damaging our cardiovascular system, but then we get the plant food, and just because a plant food has saturated fat, now we want to demonize it. That's misinformation. Don't let them do that. Always return to your source, right? Coconut is our friend. Coconut, we're tropical people. Coconut is a tropical fruit that we consume for our health. So don't get it twisted. Coconut's your friend when it comes to heart health. So I'm going to get off my soapbox on that because I hate when people ask. Not when people ask me, but I hate when people give other people misinformation and it causes folks to be skeptical of things that can really help them. So this is why I give the information, because I want people to know. All right. So the next thing I want to talk about with coconut is the coconut and weight loss piece. I've had people ask me about if coconut will help them lose weight. And the answer to that is it is a useful tool for a weight loss program. It's not that coconut oil or coconut consumption in general is going to make you drop like 30 pounds, you know, in a week, that kind of thing. It is something that can be used to assist you. And this is what I mean. The medium chain triglycerides in coconut oil are readily burned into energy. So this helps you to not, this makes it, you know, to where you can actually consume this type of fat and it not be turned into fat or stored as fat as in your body. So that's number one. That's the thing that we should be glad to say that, you know, is happening when we consume coconut. So if you're worried about gaining more fat or you're trying to lose fat, eating coconut oil is beneficial to you in a weight loss program because it helps you to not pack on more fat. It is an oil you can consume and your body actually use it you know, not be stored. You know, this this process of the median chain triglycerides being utilized also relieves the pancreas stress. You know, it makes it more efficient with helping to boost metabolism. Because remember, coconut oil nourishes the endocrine system, like the thyroid, for example, is a big part of our endocrine system. And a lot of weight gain and inability to lose weight readily can be connected to a under-functioning thyroid. So if you're consuming more coconut, it can help nourish the thyroid. And then in combination with a healthful diet, you know, movement, lifestyle changes that are going to assist your body in losing that weight, it will be more likely that you can get that weight off. Furthermore, coconut oil is easy to digest. You know, remember, your colon cells, the cells in your intestines, really take up that oil for energy. So, again, you're going to be getting a lot of nourishment from coconut oil. You're going to be able to take in more nutrients from the food that you eat because, remember, the coconut oil is going to help with the absorption of those fat-soluble vitamins and minerals. So, coconut consumption can be helpful in combination with a supportive diet and lifestyle for weight management. And there have been studies that have shown that coconut consumption, especially coconut oil consumption, helps with getting rid of fat in the midsection especially. And I think a lot of that has to do with just helping the endocrine system because people who carry a lot of their weight in their midsection especially, they may have problems with slow metabolism. So this is just something to consider. You know, adding coconut to your diet to assist in your overall program of weight loss because you still have to move, you still have to eat healthfully. So that's what I'm going to say about that. Coconut, let's see if I want to say anything about coconut. I do. Okay, so let's talk about the antioxidant profile of coconut because I only have about 5 more minutes left. So with coconut oil, if it's extracted by a cold press process, so if you're looking for coconut products and you see that it's cold pressed coconut oil, usually if you get coconut in its freshest state, so whether you're getting the water, the meat, the oil, if it's in its fresh state, it's going to have more of those antioxidant properties, the vitamin E, a lot of those fatty acids, the p-cumeric acids, all of those things are going to be more intact. The antioxidants in coconut oil helps the body protect itself from those free radicals because, remember, antioxidants help fight free radicals that cause oxidation, which is cell aging, cell degeneration. So coconut oil is traditionally used to protect the body against things like cancer. You know, colon cancer especially because, remember, it has that affinity for digestive system health, breast and other cancers because cancer is essentially just an unchecked growth of an abnormal cell that is from your body but is just growing abnormally, is out of control. And a lot of it has to do with, you know, its normal function, its ability to divide itself and its ability to have a normal cell growth like the other cells, it's not being checked. So antioxidants really help with preventing those kind of mutations from happening in the body. Coconut is a great food to add to your nutritional profile to help increase your antioxidant, the antioxidant abundance in your diet. So, but the best way to get it is by eating fresh coconut. So crack open a coconut yourself, or at the very least, I would say the next best thing would be to get frozen coconut meat or coconut water that you find in the frozen section of your health food store. Other things that coconut helps with, I'm just going to go through like a list of things that I've written down that it just helps with. I'm not going to get into it too much. Coconut has been shown to improve insulin sensitivity in diabetics, helps with taking up sugar out of the blood better by the muscles, also helps with relieving chronic fatigue syndrome because, again, it helps with metabolism, it helps with oxidation of the cells, it helps with inflammation, and healing of the gut is a big part of helping with chronic fatigue. coconut also helps relieve symptoms of benign prostatic hyperplasia, that prostate enlargement. And a lot of this has to do with coconut being very anti-inflammatory because at its root, other than, you know, the worst-case scenario of it being like a cancerous situation, which most of the time prostate enlargement is not cancerous, but inflammation is at the root of a lot of those problems. So coconut being anti-inflammatory, when added to the diet, that is already holistic for helping with the prostate, can really help with getting rid of that inflammation. Coconut water is good for urinary tract infections. Also, it's healing to the kidney and the bladder. So if people have problems with cystitis, any inflammation in the bladder or the ureters, you can take in coconut water to help with neutralizing the acid and neutralizing the inflammation in those cases. Coconut improves the absorption of minerals like calcium and magnesium. And a lot of that has to do, again, because of coconut helping with the absorption of those fat-soluble vitamins. For example, vitamin D is a fat-soluble vitamin. So if we are consuming a healthy fat in abundance like coconut oil, we're going to get more vitamin D. And in change, vitamin D helps with absorbing calcium. Calcium in nature, when we eat foods, is usually accompanied by magnesium. So, again, you're getting more magnesium as well. Same thing goes for other minerals and vitamins in the body, too. For example, vitamin E, another fat-soluble vitamin, abundant in coconut oil. You need vitamin E in order to absorb things like zinc, copper, manganese. So, again, as long as you have your good, healthy fats, you're going to be able to get even more nutrition in the diet. Now I want to really quickly talk about coconut availability and storage. Where can you get your coconuts from? Fresh coconut is available usually in most Asian, Indian, and West Indian stores and markets. Fresh coconut should be consumed immediately upon opening to benefit from most of its nutritional properties. So you shouldn't be letting coconuts just sit around once you cook it. Now, once you crack it open. Now, if you're, for some reason, not able to consume a coconut you recently opened, then you can refrigerate it for up to 12 hours. And I would say put the water of the coconut in a tightly sealed container, preferably glass or porcelain, and try to consume it within 12 hours to maintain that freshness and most of those electrolytes and nutrients in there. Now, of course, there are a lot of commercially packed coconut waters and, you know, coconut oils and, you know, coconut products out there. But I have to say that just be cautious and just be conscious because really you cannot have a fresh coconut product on the shelf. I'm sorry, like all of these things that are labeled raw, coconut butter, coconut oil, you know, even coconut water that is on the shelf, we have to be skeptical because we have to think that this is a fruit. This is a product that is best when fresh. So how are you able to have a coconut water on the shelf for months at a time, for days? You know what I mean? So unfortunately, I have to tell you that those coconut waters that are in the boxes, that are in those cans, they have been pasteurized. They have been heated and cooked in order to create a shelf life for them. The same thing goes for these coconut butters and the coconut oil. For one thing, you can't have coconut meat raw sitting on a shelf because that will go rancid. So you know for a fact that these coconut butters especially are not fresh. They are, they're cooked. Even if it's a, you know, even if it's a dry product, sometimes, you know, unless this product this company is reputable and they do actually dry their coconut. Most of the time with these coconut butters, they've been like roasted or, you know, they've been baked and then they've been turned into a butter because when you bake something, it helps to release the oil better and usually that's what they do. The second thing is with the oils, they're talking about raw coconut oil, fresh coconut oil. You can't say that those oils are fresh either because for one, if you look at, like, for example, a lot of these other oils, like olive oil or, like, avocado oil, they're in dark containers. A lot of these oils that are made by better companies, they're in dark containers or cans. And the reason for that is because they are light sensitive. If you expose these oils that really are virgin, extra virgin, and fresh, they are put in these dark containers to keep them from going rancid due to light exposure. most of the coconut oil that we see on the shelves now are in these clear containers, and, you know, they're just exposed for days, weeks, months, until somebody buys them. So there's absolutely no way that that is fresh, virgin coconut oil. Sorry to say. My bubble was burst a long time ago because, you know, I didn't know either, but I just want to let you know. Now, this isn't a big deal for you. If you're cooking with it, if you're not worried about it being raw, then don't worry about it. But I just want to let you know, if you're going to spend more money on something because it says raw, don't do it because there's no way. Unless you're seeing somebody pressing the coconut oil from the coconut in front of you, it's not fresh. So now, what's the better alternative? Eating the whole coconut, you know, buying fresh coconut yourself and getting the meat out, just putting if you have a slow agar juicer, for example, like a Champion or an Omega, you can get fresh coconut cream from that coconut that you can put in, you know, in different dishes, salads, smoothies, what have you. Also, you know, the coconut water is best fresh from the cracked open coconut. That's what's, you know, going to be most beneficial. But, you know, we have to get it where we can. Also, dried coconut, not roasted or you can get coconut any kind of way you want. There's roasted, there's baked, there's dried. There's dehydrated coconut, you know. Whichever way fits your lifestyle, you know, it's going to be what you can utilize the best. But if you're looking for more fresh, then I would go fresh whole coconut, then frozen, and then dry coconut. That would be on my rank of good or of best to middle to good. You know, that's what I would say. But you can get coconut any kind of way you want. It's a very, because it is heat, it's a pretty good heat resistant food. I would say that it wouldn't be so bad to consume like a roasted coconut, toasted coconut and things on your desserts and things of that nature. So, but any way you get it is good. You're going to get a lot of healing benefits no matter what way you get your coconut to you. And I've had people ask me about the whole coconut use as like a plasma replacement, IV rehydration, and things like that. And that's true. Coconut water has been used rarely as an intravenous rehydration fluid. And it's only been used when medical saline wasn't available. But that is true. That it was used during World War II for that purpose. Also, I want to also recommend a great documentary to people about coconuts. It's called The Coconut Revolution. For those of you who haven't seen it before, it's awesome. It's very inspirational. If you're talking about people who are in the struggle, people who are by any means necessary going to get their freedom, this is a great documentary. And it's in alignment with our coconut discussion because for those of you who don't know about it, so Coconut Revolution is a documentary about the struggle of the indigenous people of Bougainville Island. And this is during what is called the Bougainville Civil War. And the people of Bougainville, they were struggling against the Papua New Guinea army and the mining plans of the, I forget the name of them, there was a mining company in the documentary that is a corporation who were exploiting the natural resources of the Bougainville Island. So the documentary reveals how the Bougainville Revolutionary Army managed to overcome the marine blockade strategy that was used by the Papua New Guinea government. They basically blocked them out. They made it to where they couldn't, you know, get medicine, get food, you know, go to the store, you know, get gas for the car. Basically, that's kind of what they did to Cuba. They kind of, like, blockaded them out from the outside world. So basically, they had to depend on themselves, and they were able to overcome this by using coconut oil as a fuel for their machines, and then from that, they used it for many other purposes. These people were using coconut for everything, coconut oil for lighting lamps, coconut oil for, you know, as an IV blood plasma replacement. They're using coconut for everything, but just the story in general is very inspiring outside of even just using the coconut, but it kind of stemmed from them using that as their way of overcoming that struggle. So definitely get up on the Coconut Revolution. I actually post it. I'll post it even on the Food for Medicine page or on my own page, so look out for that. Or you can just look for it on YouTube. But other than that, that's pretty much all I have for you today. So I want everyone to go out and really embrace coconut now that you know more about how and why it is such a all-purpose food medicine for you to keep in your house. Definitely don't sleep on it. Don't be afraid of it. Good fats are not going to harm you. It's going to help you. So with that being said, I don't know if my sister Kenya is on anymore, but I want you all to have a great weekend. I want you to have a healthful weekend, and I want you to check out the documentary and let me know if you haven't seen it, or even if you have seen it, watch it again and let me know what you think. So with that being said, I wish you all peace. Healthy weekend, and catch us next week, same time, same place. Hep, hep.